Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. Thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Hi. So I'm having a little bit of an issue. I've never, I don't even know who you guys are. And somehow my information got put with you guys with my father-in-law's credit card. And I'm, like, really frustrated about it.
Okay. Can you please provide me with the zip code and first and last name on the account so I can pull the account up for you?
87505 Jamie Tafoya.
You said 87505?
Yeah.
Okay, that name is Jamie Sakura, you said?
Tafoya.
Tafoya, I'm so sorry, Tafoya. Okay.
It's okay.
Thank you, I'm looking for that name. Okay. So, I have pulled up an account with that name. Allow me just a moment. I need to verify it. Do you mind actually providing me with the, if you don't mind, the shipping address that is associated with this account, ma'am?
1130 Crystal Ray Street, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87505. I don't understand shipping because I never got nothing shipped.
Okay. Repeat that shipping address one more time, ma'am. I'm sorry.
1130 Crystal, C-R-I-S-T-O, Ray, R-E-Y, Street, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87505.
Okay, thank you. I got it that time. I'm sorry. I just broke up when you were in the middle of saying it, so I missed part of it the first time. I apologize.
It's okay.
Okay. Me just a moment while I go ahead and review this account and see what's going on and what you're being billed for. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm showing this is in regards to the Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app, ma'am. That
I don't even
was
know what
for
that
the $89 is.
Yeah,
what
see,
that
I don't know.
For.
I have no idea even what that is.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a meal planning app, ma'am. So this
okay,
app helps
well,
to focus
I didn't
on
do
using
it.
Everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, ma'am.
I never got any of that. I never did any of that. Nor would I.
I do apologize, ma'am. So this was actually created back on, I'm showing, 12/3 when you entered into a contest.
Okay, well,
I
never enter in contest, let me tell you, for one. I don't believe in that stuff.
That contest entry was for, like, an iPad or an iPhone is what you
have. I still don't believe in that stuff.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm showing that you did have to verify your identity when entering into that contest.
Okay, well, you have to show your identity, but how is that possible if I don't even have my father-in-law's card?
I'm just explaining to you what this is for, ma'am. I do apologize. This was in regards to entering into a contest. You were entered into a contest for an iPad. It explained you also had the chance to sign up for the Bites Hub meal planning app. You had to verify your identity to proceed forward with that purchase. Unfortunately, this is not fraudulent, ma'am. It is a valid charge.
How is that a valid charge if I'm not the one that did it?
Ma'am, I do apologize. It was created online, ma'am. It is
it
a valid charge.
It doesn't matter if it was created online or not. Then somebody else used my information then and did it themselves or something because it wasn't me. And I don't even have my father-in-law's credit card.
Okay, well, I do apologize, ma'am.
So it is fraud.
It is not fraudulent because it did create the account was created. You had to verify your identity, and we can verify that it was verified upon purchase and creating the account.
For okay, well, then it wasn't me. You can't. No. Verifying your identity, that's like saying if you got my social or something. I'm pretty sure you didn't get my social, and creating my identity could have been anybody.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. It's a three-step ID verification process, ma'am.
Okay, well, I didn't do the three-step verification process.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. Unfortunately, I can verify this.
Well, then I'm going to have to call my credit card, please, and then I am going to file for fraud on your guys' part because I didn't do it.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize.
You're not understanding that. You're trying to say that I did when I didn't.
Ma'am, well, this account is valid.
A valid charge for somebody else's credit card.
I always recommend the customers thoroughly read terms and conditions, ma'am, before they
I never did it, though. Do you not understand that part, ma'am? I never signed up for any of it.
I'm not a ma'am. I'm a sir. My name is Joseph, ma'am.
Well, sir, whatever you are, you sound like a ma'am. And I'm sorry, but
if you continue with the personal tax, I will have to disconnect this call due to vocal language and personal tax, ma'am. I do apologize.
What are you doing? You're not understanding that I didn't use that I didn't use that, dude. It wasn't me. And it was used on my father-in-law's credit card, not mine.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. This was created back in 12/3, ma'am, is when it was created, ma'am. That's December.
I understand that. I'm not stupid. I know what you said.
Well,
and I'm trying to tell you that I never created this.
It is a valid charge, ma'am. Do you verify you did create the account, ma'am? There's nothing more.
No, you don't verify to create the account because it wasn't me.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize.
You need to transfer me to somebody that knows more than you.
Ma'am, I'm the floor supervisor, ma'am. I'm in the fraud department. I do know what I'm talking about, ma'am. I do apologize.
Well, you don't because how do you say that's not fraud when it wasn't my credit card?
Ma'am. This was created back in December, ma'am.
I get that, but it wasn't you.
It is. Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize. This charge is a valid charge.
It's a valid charge. Well, then somebody else fucking did it. Do you not get that?
Ma'am, again, you're going to need to refrain from cursing a personal tax or I will disconnect the call. That is the last thing.
No, you're not even understanding. You just keep repeating your fucking self like a fucking robot.
Okay,
you're
releasing the line now to...